Hey, I saw the letter that you wrote about the special, and I concur with you wholeheartedly. What I did not know was the depth that your organization, the Disclosure Project, provided, and it appears that they didn't use a lot of it, did they?
Well, it's very interesting. If you get to our website, disclosureproject.org, you'll see an analysis, about a five-page analysis of this. We were involved very early in this project with the Peter Jennings people, and what we found was that initially they wanted to do, quote, a historic event that would blow the lid off the secrecy. And when they found out that we had, in fact, over 400 military and government insiders, including generals and colonels and senior government officials, who were willing to go on the record on their program, they were very excited. What we found is as summer became fall, that the show sort of morphed into this public interest or human interest story, bringing in all kinds of spurious nonsense. And what's important, and I just want to correct you a little bit on this, not a single scrap of evidence provided to them, including all the 100-plus hours of top-secret military and government testimony that we have, was used. Not one
nothing?
Minute. Nothing. Nada. Oh. Zero. Now, what's interesting about that is that this is prima facie evidence that not only did they not want to do a serious piece, but they wanted to sanitize this of the strongest evidence. Keep in mind that Peter Jennings repeatedly said, well, the government isn't now looking into this subject since they closed Project Blue Book in 1969. We can prove that he knew that that is a lie. In fact, we gave him documents up into the 1990s even that were secret and top secret that describe projects and even give the project code names and code numbers. These are in Disclosure, the book we have of transcripts and government documents that people can get from us. They didn't have any of this in there. So I think that what's important, my main point, the reason I wrote this analysis and it's now making its way around the world, is that we're asking people to write to FCC, and they can get on our website, disclosureproject.org, and link to that and file a complaint. Because when a broadcast network that is using our airwaves under the permission of the United States people commits a hoax, and in this case, the title of my paper is Peter Jennings Defrauding. They defrauded the American people, and they committed a hoax, and we can prove it. We are now in discussions with some advisors who work with a very powerful attorney firm, and we're looking for some pro bono attorneys to actually take this to the FCC and take ABC to court and show that they rigged the news. They can edit things, and they can edit things for content, but they cannot, if they're going to claim that they're doing it through their news division, rig the news. And we can prove that they rigged the news story. And they sanitized this hard-hitting evidence from their program, even though they had a full 2 hours to present it. So I think that the American people who are listening to your show need to know that these large, big media operations are committing fraud, and we can prove it.
Stephen, you have spent several years now with this Disclosure Project, and as you say, you have come up with now close to 400 military insiders who aren't hiding. They're willing to come forward. They have come forward with a program that you had at the National Press Club several years ago.
Right.
To me, this would be a no-brainer to get these people on a major television show.
Well, of course, and in fact, when we had that press event, in fact, as recently as the last year or two, we've had discussions with these large news magazines, such as Primetime Live in 2020, where they wanted to do, in fact, the senior executive producer at the time of the Disclosure Project events, who's now back with 60 Minutes and Mike Wallace, but at the time he was the senior producer for 2020 and Primetime Live, wanted to do a full-hour expose of this. And after a few weeks, I called him. I said, what are you doing with this now? Because I gave him something like an edited version of 35 continuous hours of about over 100 of these top-secret witnesses. And he was here at my home and said, I've never seen anything like this. It's amazing. He said, well, you know, they won't let me do it. I said, who's they? What are you talking about? He says, well, Dr. Greer, you know who they are, rather cryptically. Mm. And what I point out to people, you know, I don't like to quote copiously from government documents, but we received recently a secret CIA document that was briefly declassified. It was written in 1991, and it says, the Public Affairs Office, I'm quoting, now has relationships with reporters from every major wire service, newspaper, Newsweekly, and television network in the nation. This has helped us turn some intelligence failure stories into intelligence success stories. In many instances, we have persuaded reporters to postpone, change, hold, or even scrap or kill stories. Now, it's interesting, in light of what ABC set out to do and then what they ended up doing, how did that happen? And how is ABC News, in essence, by putting forward something that they say is a fair and impartial review of the evidence, when we can prove that they did nothing of the sort, that they basically defrauded the American public, how were they influenced to do this? There is this shadowy entity that is running these covert programs. I'm glad you're having Catherine Austin Fitz on next, because she and I have spoken at great length about how this shadowy secret government transnational group works. But they have corrupted the government structures, and they have corrupted the Fourth Estate. And basically, people think we live in a democracy. We really live, I believe, in a kleptocracy, and the democracy part of what we live in is dying very slowly, and yes, we need to resuscitate it.